welcome back to another episode of Femme Domless. It's Mr. Sam.
And Sissy.
And on this episode, we're going to be talking all about the toys that we use, the toys that we want to try, and the toys that we actually have being sent to us right now that we can't wait to try. And we are also going to be reviewing a movie that we seen on Netflix last week that's kind of BDSM, not really, but it's in the realm of there. And we're also going to be answering some questions that a listener of ours had sent us in an email at femdomless@gmail.com. And so we thought his questions were so cool and great, and I thought that why not just answer him? We should also
include you guys,
so you guys can hear our answers as well.
Hey guys, so as Mistress was saying, we use a lot more toys in our relationship because I'm in chastity, and obviously it's about Mistress getting off and not myself. So with that, we focus much more on the clit stimulation, and in other relationships, you know,
regular, or just toys in general.
Just toys in general, because Mistress is most important. She needs to have an orgasm, and usually to get that done is by clit stimulation and maybe some fingers in there. And as being a sissy, that's my job, and I feel really, really good when I can feel her starting to get to that mountaintop, and it just makes me, I just love it. And
chastity could be considered a toy in itself. There's some people who don't choose to wear chastity 24/7, that it's just more of a cage that they put on during sex or play or whatever, because it's fun and it's erotic to them. They don't necessarily have to wear it 24/7, so that could be considered a toy. If you are a submissive sub, though, I feel like a lot of submissive subs wear chastity cages anyways, though, but it could be considered a toy. Obviously, being a female, loving clit stimulation, one of my favorite toys ever, which helps me achieve orgasms way faster, and they're just stronger, is vibrators. The one vibrator that I have been recently using a lot and loving is like a wand massager. So it's like one of those long ones that have the different pulses and the different strengths, and it's kind of just got like a nice little
big head.
Yeah, like a ball, circular head. And I just found that when Sissy is like fingering me and doing whatever he's doing, that it really just helps me reach my orgasm faster. And not only that, my orgasms are way stronger, I've been noticing. And I feel like sometimes it's just nice to have that, because just using your finger sometimes to stimulate the clit, like, it works. I just feel like it takes a little bit longer because it's not that much of a sensation. And also it's nice because your fingers don't get tired, or your arm, or depending what position you're in. So that's also really nice. I also had this vibrator that had, you know, something that would like go in your vagina that kind of hit your G spot, and there was a part that kind of went over your clit, and it had little nubbies on it, and that the whole thing would vibrate, also again different strengths and pulses and stuff like that. But that felt really nice, especially if you're doing like solo play, because the nubs almost kind of stimulated like a tongue in a sense. And not only that, it also came with like a remote control, so you can increase, decrease, turn it off, whatever you want to do without even having to touch that down area down there. And I remember using that toy for the first time. It was like the first time I could actually just have an orgasm without like touching anything down there. So that toy definitely did do wonders. Also, other things that we use are,
we would do, so obviously Mistress, we do a lot of clit stimulation, but sometimes she wants a penis in there, so we do have strap-ons that are made to sit on top of the chastity cage, where I could put it on and it's like I'm having sex like a regular couple with the strap-on, and she can feel that thrusting body probably coming up on her. You know, I'm sure that, you know, it's got to feel good, and it's a way to keep the kink in our dynamic.
Yeah, it's not like a present. Regular, it's not like a regular strap-on. It kind of, it sits up higher, so you can have a chastity cage below it. Because I feel like if you had just a regular strap-on, it would kind of sit.
It would be in the way.
Yeah, it's like, it would sit. I mean, if you're a female, it's fine, right? Because you don't have a chastity cage down there.
Yeah, cool.
But it sits up a little bit higher, and you don't have to have a chastity cage to use it either. I've used it on Sissy before, and I don't have a penis with a chastity cage, so it definitely works for both things. And I think he got it off of Etsy, and it was really expensive.
It's handmade. It's a nice quality.
It's a really nice.
But I mean,
and you can also change out the dildo sizes.
I think it's a 7-inch regular nude color dildo, and as we have many different types of dildos, and just wearing that strap on while seeing the chastity down there is just another like mind fuck, really. It's just,
yeah, because you're still like having the motions of like fucking me, but you can't because you're locked in a cage.
And it just makes me leak and frustrated, and it's just part of the whole dynamic that I love.
As far as dildos go, we definitely have like a whole bunch of different dildos. I would say like most of our dildos are kind of like, they're like the normal, like kind of have a penis head, like the veins popping out of the side. I think the suction cups ones are really cool, especially
in the shower.
Yeah, especially if you're by yourself, because you know no one's there to help you, and you can really kind of like
focus on
it. Do your little work on it, I guess.
And you can do a little sissy training, you know.
Yeah. I've seen people on, like, even if you don't, like, want to put it up against the wall, I've seen, like, on porn before where people will have, like, almost, like, a mirror on the ground, or, like, a circular mirror. They'll stick it on the mirror, and they'll kind of just, like, fuck it up and down like that. I guess that works, too. Other dildos that I want to try, probably those ones that have, like, the 360 head spinning, like, you know, not only are they just vibrating, they actually move.
Oh, that's called a rabbit, I think.
I'm
sitting there called like a rabbit. That's got like a little nub for like the clit.
Yeah, it, like, I mean, they don't have to have that. Some of them don't, but yeah, I think that one would be way better, where it's actually like trying
it's moving around, yeah, it's rubbing your clit too. I think
it's not rubbing your clit; it's just like kind of vibrating up against your clit. And there's like a whole bunch of different clit stimulators too, because not only is there just like, oh, vibration on your clit, I've seen like different shapes of things where there's almost, I don't want to say this, but it almost looks like two little antennas or something, and you kind of just rest your clit in between both of them, and it really stimulates the, I don't know. I feel it looks weird, but I feel like it would work out really well.
Because as I've been learning, it's not about really thrusting. It's more about getting that clit. There's so many women out there who have regular sex, and they probably never have an orgasm.
Yeah, but also, like, it's not, it is, like, majority about the clit, but, like, definitely, like, when you're fingering and stuff like that, too, like, finding the G-spot, hitting the G-spot, like, really exploring it in
there. You can't do that with your penis, because you can't really feel that stuff. You know, with a finger, you can move and manipulate it, and because I do feel the G-spot, and I try to rub it, and it works.
Yes, and if you have not figured out the G-spot area yet, I suggest you figure that out, because girls will really love that. Another thing that we have used before, not me personally, but Sissy, because he's a sissy, I've made him use butt plugs before, and they come in 3-packs with, like, 3 different sizes, like, to train. Like, you start off smaller, and then you get a little bigger. We have ones that have, like, cute little diamonds on the back.
Pink diamond or blue diamond. They're pretty. And little cool accessories, you know.
Like, you, I don't really know, because I haven't used them. Tell them why you like it.
Well, for me, the prostate in a male is obviously located in the anus, right? So, and it just makes me feel more submissive, because, you know, we think of anal sex more submissive act if you're a male, if you're getting anal sex, you know. But also, if guys out there haven't tried it, I mean, they'd be nuts not to try it, because I know the whole stigma of being gay if you have anal sex, that's totally not true. And it's where your G-spot is as a male, and having that butt plug in there, it's kind of like touching it, maybe not touching it all the way, but you can get vibrating ones, which I want to get, and where Mistress can even control the vibration. It's like a remote control, kind of like the thing she was talking about with her clit toy. So that'd be amazing, her just randomly turning it on, and then you would feel that vibration and maybe even get aroused and then turn it off. You know, it's kind of like edging, I guess, in a way.
I also think it's like kind of, you know, like sissiest too, because you have like this little diamond butt plug in your ass, like,
and it lets you know that Mistress owns you, because you could feel it in you at all times.
I have also made him go to work with a butt plug in before.
Yeah.
And
it was rough, because I had to put lube on it a couple times, because they get dry, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely fun because it's like, I mean, you can obviously feel something in your butt, so it's definitely like a reminder, like, that we're in this even while you're away at work. So I guess that's another good way to, I mean, a chastity cage is majority of the reason for that, but like when you're out at work, you know, it's a reminder of your role, even if you can't completely be in it.
Yeah, you feel it. You feel it on at all times.
Other toys we have used is, like, they're not really called prostate milkers, but they help with that. They're specifically used for
hitting the G-spot of a male, or the prostate.
Yeah, and it's a typical vibrator, different speeds and whatever, but I've used it before to, like, try and specifically hit the prostate.
To milk me.
While you're in a cage, yeah, so just, like, to stimulate you to leak cum, essentially. Not have an orgasm, leak cum.
Yeah, it's a really weird situation. Feeling. You have little, it feels like you're peeing, but cum is coming out, dripping out of the cage. It's just, it's really weird.
And not only can you use it just like as a prostate or anal vibrator, fucker, whatever, you can also use it in your vagina if you really wanted to. And it's kind of curved, so if you don't, you know, you can use it on your G-spot. Other stuff we have used is a head strap-on. So this kind of goes along with the dildo, but it's where you kind of, he has it in his mouth.
Yeah, and it has like a little penis that goes inside your mouth, almost like a gag. And
yeah, you strap it around your head. It's got a little part for you to like put your teeth on to kind of like stabilize it.
And then it's a penis.
Yeah, and then there's a full dildo on the other end
and
that
it lets you get right up and personal with mistress, and you're not having the penis where the penis should be, so because you're a sissy or sub, and you have to do it like a different way because you're not like a real man. So
yeah, and I feel like this would be a really good toy if you were like into face fucking, because like your sissy or sub can just lay down, and then you can get right up on top of them and just like fuck them. So that would be interesting.
And then you could control the speed and the intensity.
And, you know, it's better, like, I don't know, you can get to your clit easy. Another thing that we've used is, you know, paddles and stuff. This isn't really, like, anything that goes in you or on you, but it's more just, like, to get them excited. Like, you don't have to use it just for discipline. You could also use it as, like, a little spanking tool to help, because some people like that rough neck biting, ear biting, spanking, nipple pulling, whatever. This isn't really a toy also, but you can do a whole bunch of like role playing, where Sissy is not really role playing, he's just loves it, which is dressing up in sissy attire, but you can like get into, you know, different roles.
I have like a French maid outfit. There's all tons of like little outfits you can wear.
Yeah, so and although that's not like a toy per se, it's part of it, you know, like that's part of, you could consider that like a toy, I suppose. I don't know, like dress up outfits or whatever. We also have some toys that we want to try, and one of those is anal beads. I know it's crazy that we probably haven't done that yet. Well, I mean, we even have them, we just haven't used them yet.
Yeah, yes, mistress. Yeah, I have them. I've put them in before I met mistress, but we never done this together. And it's just anything, any of those toys for me by myself is just not fun. And it makes everything come to life when you have a mistress to serve and be with.
One thing that we also really wanted to try, and some of these can be really expensive, but there are cheaper ones if you search around for them, is a actual like fuck machine.
Yeah, it's amazing because it's like, you could use it for so many applications. Like, obviously, your hands get tired, right? But not a machine. As long as you got power, that thing will keep pumping, you know? And you could use it for mistress's pleasure. You can use it for your sissy or sub's milking, or just their fucking, or they're just, they're training to accept their role as an anal person.
Well, not even
person.
That. Not even that. They have different, like, extensions. Or this dildos, you can twist off of them and you can put different ones on.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen
the like fake vagina ones.
Fake vagina ones.
You can put on, so if you're a regular dude and you want to have sex with a fake vagina.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a cool thing, and you know, there's no stop. Like, you can literally keep going until you have an orgasm. There's no stopping. So I feel like an orgasm is almost guaranteed.
Definitely want to get one. And if any of you guys out there have one, and you like it and you know a little bit more about it, email us. Let us know how it is.
Yeah, we've seen, like, the majority of ones that we've seen are, like, a couple hundred, almost close to a grand, maybe even over a grand. But we've seen,
like, $150 ones on eBay or Amazon. I just, the reviews seem decent. I don't know.
Yeah, like, so you have to question, like, the quality almost. And then I've also seen one, they're, like, handguns, kind of, you know. They're not, like, an actual machine that sits.
Yeah.
So you kind of just hold it with your hand,
like,
and it just pumps in and out of you. What I like about the machine is you don't have to hold your hand there, obviously. And I feel like it would just kind of be like a weird position angle, and it would be hard. But the machine ones actually do have it, so you can put it in all different angles, like up and down wise. So you could be laying on the bed, or you can be propped up.
Or standing on top of it.
Yeah. Like, or on
cowgirl
all
stuff.
Fours. Or whatever, so that's really cool. Another thing that I've always wanted to try, which honestly would probably be more for me, is those rocking ones where you kind of like straddle it and then you rock, like you have like a humping motion almost.
Yeah.
And the dildo, it's like a rocking chair. The dildo just goes in and out every time you rock on it. Also, I've seen ones that you kind of like put on the bed and you just straddle them, and then there's like a vibrating dildo, and it has like some type of thing for your clit to stimulate your clit. And I'm sure the weight of it's pretty heavy, so like if you wanted to go up and down on it, you could without, you know, because holding your hand there, I mean, it gets annoying after a while. So I feel like that would definitely be cool. We haven't really done a lot with like handcuffs or like bondage stuff, like roping and stuff like that. I feel like we definitely want to get into that eventually and give it a try.
Because it could really play on your submissive side. Like, mistress locks me up while, say, I get a release and I can't even touch, you know, her penis down there. I gotta be handcuffed when she takes it off. And, you know, that's just another level of, like, you can't even touch it. It's not even yours. You got to be locked up. Some people even get blindfolded. They can't even see it. I mean, it's just like so many different crazy levels you can go to. Or just being tied up is just makes you submissive, you know? You're like, you're surrendering more, a deeper level to
your
person.
I feel like that would be a good, like, if you're tied up and you can't move your arms, like doing like the candle wax thing or the ice cubes, because you're so sensitive and you can't do anything. You just helplessly have to like
stay there.
Or like those ones that you put on like your ankles and you have the bar and
the spreader
spreads you. And like, what if, you know, like you're on all fours and I just started fucking you in the ass and it might hurt, but there's nothing you can do about it. You know what I mean?
That sounds sexy, mistress.
So just stuff like that. Also, another thing that we actually ordered and is on its way is like a clit licker. I don't know how to explain it really, but it's like a wheel. And on this wheel, it has like a bunch of little things that kind of like look like a little tongue. And basically, I mean, you got to be like a girl to know what this feels like. But like that kind of like that licking sensation on the tip of your clit, it feels really
probably
cool.
Amazing.
It feels cool, you know, and I feel like he could help you reach an orgasm along with other things. So I wanted to give this a try, and I guess it just like spins in the wheel, or you can do it reverse, or it can go back and forth.
Ooh.
So that's interesting. Another thing that we really want to try, I've wanted to try this my whole life, even before I was in like this type of relationship, is a sex swing. I feel like that would be awesome.
Yes. Awesome. Because, you know, holding someone up is, it's difficult. And obviously, if it rolls reverse, mistress couldn't hold me up. So,
yeah, it's like one of those things you always want to try.
Yeah.
But it's like, where are we going to put it?
I know. You need one that goes on the door frame, but it could support, though, too. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
You need to have a sex room.
Or, like, in the basement, like, on...
Yeah, the rafters. That'd work.
Yeah. So, I just feel like the most, like, I don't know, being, like, up there and then just, like...
And then just swinging back and forth, thrusting, you know?
I feel like it would be... It's almost like pool sex, right? Like,
yeah,
the
motionless.
Weight's not, like...
Yes.
I don't know, a part of it.
And what about the other thing we ordered?
Oh,
the
yeah.
And
okay, so they also make these things that, like, kind of, like, suck on your clit or your nipple. They can be whatever. But it's
kind of like a little vacuum, handheld vacuum.
Yeah. I mean, this, like I said, this is obviously more for me than it would be for Sissy unless I used it on his nipples or something. But his nipples aren't as big as mine. But it's just like that, just another sense of stimulation and something different that I want to try. So I have that coming too.
And all these toys just add to my ability to give Mistress M pleasure.
And yeah, and sometimes
makes
you wanna,
me happy.
Sometimes you want to switch it up, so you can definitely switch it up to whatever you're feeling. There's other things like finger vibrator. This one's kind of more if you want just like a regular, like you just kind of want to rub your clit regularly, but like you have like a little vibrator on your finger, so it's like a little extra instead of like holding this big wand to your clit. I definitely think I would want to try that because sometimes you want to do something just like normal, but maybe have something, a little stimulation there. I don't know. Penis rings. There's different types of penis rings where you can, like, put them on and it's supposed to, like, vibrate up against your clit.
I've never tried one.
I've tried one before. You know, they're okay depending on, like, how you position it and how it hits your clit and stuff like that. But it also helps the male, too, because it gives them that little vibrating sensation.
So they're not, might not last even longer.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I guess.
That, you know, I guess.
I wouldn't want extra stimulation because, you know, if you can't edit. Yeah, so.
It's more like there's little things that like hit the girl's clit.
Yeah, that's, it's probably at the base, and when the base comes towards
that's basically.
So if you stayed, you know, base to base, I guess it would give you more pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the vibration, but then I would just see that would make the man ejaculate too quick.
Yeah, well, so. That's another reason why you're a sissy. So.
Yes, mistress. So I don't have to worry about that.
Anyways,
they make toys.
Yes, they do make toys.
Strap on, so. Never get soft.
There's also these things that I was looking up that are kind of like the massaging wand, like, you know, the thing that you hold to your clit, but they're very tiny little heads, and they call it pinpoint stimulation. And I would be, like, really curious to try this because I feel like it could go either two ways. Like, it could be really awesome, but it could also like suck because it's such a tiny little thing. But then I could see like you finding a really cool spot on your clit and you just hitting that specific spot. I don't know. I kind of want to try it, but I don't know how I feel about it. That's pretty much all the toys that I can think of that we've used or want to try. If you guys have any other cool ideas, let us know, or toys that you want to try, or maybe you want us to try something before you buy it. Let us know. That would be interesting. I would be down to do that. Also, we're going to be talking about a show that we watched on, it's not a show, it's a movie. It was called
365 Mistress.
Yeah. I was on Netflix one day and I was kind of just like stumbling through shows, and then I read like the description and seen the preview or whatever, and I was kind of like, you know what? This kind of reminds me of 50 Shades of Grey, but like a different twist to it.
It's European style.
Yeah. I don't want to give too much away or anything, but basically the person that you would consider the dominant is like a mafia leader or something like mm-hmm. that. And he's really controlling and bossy, and the girl that he's trying to control is kind of reminds me of Anastasia, like a little bit defiant and
not a little, a lot. At first she's like, I'm not doing nothing you want. I mean, she's not really a sub. I don't know.
She's not really a sub, and I don't think she ever becomes a sub, but she definitely likes his dominance. Like, he's totally a dom. She's more of just, like, a willful female who finds his dominance attractive or something like that.
But it's a good watch. It's cool. You know, it's neat. I wish we could find movies where the roles were reversed. I mean, if you guys make movies out there...
Yeah, there's sex scenes in it.
If you make them, you know, hey, let us know what it is.
There's sex scenes in the movie. Yeah, it's kind of hard to, like, talk about kind of without giving it away, but I would definitely give that a try. Was it my favorite movie ever? No, it wasn't. I thought, like, the ending was kind of lame and it could have been a little bit better, but it's still, like I said, like, one of those movies that...
BDSM. Relevant.
Yeah, so I would definitely try watching it because it kind of plays on your fantasies a little bit, but it was okay. It was like top 10 on Netflix or something like that. So I'm like, wow, other people are watching this. Might as well give it a try. Now we have a set of questions that we're going to answer. Somebody had emailed us We actually get quite a few emails with a bunch of questions, and most of the time I just answer that person one-on-one. But for this email, I just thought like his questions were like really good. So I was like, why not just answer these questions on air? Let me see. What is the first question? Okay. The first questions are more about Sissy E. So I'm actually going to let him do those.
Okay, guys. So this person asked a few questions. So Sissy E, do you ever fantasize about serving men? So if Mistress wants you to serve a man, would you? So let's get to that. I'm not gay. I don't find men attractive. Now, the only thing I would ever do, maybe if we ever got into the cuckold bull thing, you know, if I was involved, I'd probably do some things. But I'm not going to go out and on my own be with a dude. I just don't find that attractive whatsoever.
Unless I like instructed you, now, you have to do this.
If Mistress said I had to, okay, you know, I mean, I'm obviously going to serve do what she says, but on my own, like without her instruction or anything, for one, I'm not going to go outside a relationship. So it just wouldn't happen. But the only thing I could see we're all involved is if there was a bull out there and he was doing his thing to Mistress and I was involved, you know, maybe cleanup crew, fluff crew, or whatever it may be, you know. Obviously, it's just part of the sissy role. So, and then he went on to ask, do you enjoy anal? As I mentioned earlier in this podcast, I do enjoy anal, and I think other guys should try it, even though they might think, oh, that's gay, only gay guys like anal. That's not true at all. I'm sure there's more people out there who have done it and enjoyed it. They just are too afraid because it's not the macho man thing to say that, oh yeah, I like to get fucked in the ass, you know, because that's where the G-spot is and that's where the prostate resides in the anal wall, and it's there for a reason, you know, and it creates a stronger orgasm than a regular penis only orgasm. So yes, I love anal. It relates to the whole being a submissive sissy type, you know, being surrendering to mistress wearing a strap on fucking me. That's just like, she's a dom, she's taking control of me. I mean, it's just so many levels of like hits there, you know, of the psyche there. And then, have you ever had a hands-free orgasm? Yes, I do. Actually not too long ago, Mistress was using a strap on and I was locked and I was able to achieve orgasm with a little bit of vibration to the cage. So the penis was locked inside the cage. I put a little vibrator to the cage and I was able to have a sissy orgasm, they're called, I guess. Sissygasm or whatever. And so, yes, I was able to achieve a hands-on, no penis, like, you know, no hand job or nothing like that to the penis. So it is possible, you know. And even when I'm doing pleasure on Mistress with just my hands and my mouth or the toys, I feel, like, tension building up down there, where I'm not about to come, but I could feel like I'm starting to really get aroused. And I'm not even, no vibration down there, no touching, no nothing. I'm just focusing on Mistress's needs, and I get so in tune with her feelings. I get like, I resonate with her. It's really weird. It's kind of cool. I mean, I don't even think it's possible, but it happens. So we'll go on. Let's see. Have you ever had a hands-free? So yes. Do you think you can pass as a femme if you really wanted to with all makeup and, like, no, not at all. I would say I'm a bigger dude. Like, I'm more muscular. I'm 6'2", you know, 250. I mean,
your body build. I don't look like a girl at all. You don't look like.
I mean, I know it's weird. Looking at me, you'd be like, no way, he's a sissy. Like, you would probably look at me, no way. I mean, I'm nothing special, but I'm just saying, looking at me quickly, you'd probably think, no way.
You can, just his body shape, like, he's muscular, he's straight.
My shoulders are too
big. He's got no hips, like, he's just straight up man figure. Like, yeah. There's no.
And, which is good, because I want to be a man, you know, man, yeah. On the outside, sissy for Mistress on the, behind closed doors, and then out and about when it's just, you know, under the radar, we do our own little things, panties wearing, toenails painted, you know, chest, all that stuff is under the radar, only Mistress knows about it, and that's how I like it. You know, I don't want to be a woman. I enjoy being a sissy. I don't think you would like being a sissy, because if you want to be a full woman, why would you be a sissy? Sissy is a man who is submitting to that level, but still wants to be a man. So I don't think women can be sissies, because they're already women. So it just doesn't make any sense. So that's why I don't think I can ever pass. Mistress has done my makeup and stuff.
For fun. It was really fun, by the way.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, I've never had my makeup done, like, professionally like that.
Aw, thanks! I'm professional!
Like, I've never had it done, you know? I've never had it done in general, you know? And I thought it was cute. It was pretty, you know? I like to feel pretty.
I actually got jealous because I thought he was pulling off my makeup better than I was. I'm like, this is bullshit. Why your eyes
I got long eyelashes.
Good? Why are your eyes
I have hazel eyes, you know, so... I don't know. The colors she used made them pop. I've heard purple color makes green eyes pop.
Well, hazel.
Hazel. Yeah. Makes the green and the hazel pop.
Yeah.
I've learned. And, like, I do Mistress's toenails and stuff. And so, you know, there's things I really enjoy doing. But, yeah, I enjoy being a man, though. Because, yeah. So, okay. Go on with the questions. All right. Let's see here. Do you think you can pass as femme? So, no. Do you two allow other sissies in your relationship to play? I mean, no, we've never even talked about that.
I mean,
really.
That would be my decision. That would be up to me.
It's up to Mistress, but
it's just something we haven't even considered.
If we met a couple down the road where it was like a Mistress sissy kind of thing, and Mistress and the other Mistress, or whoever she's called, I don't know, became closer and became friends, I could maybe see. You know, who knows? You know, maybe they could get together and order us to be stupid and do stupid things and humiliate us. So maybe, who knows, I guess. But that's just like the whole bowl thing, you know. That's something that I want to try, but maybe a thing's to...
But do I want another sissy or no? I'm pretty much content with what I got going on, you know. I mean, being a dom's fun, don't get me wrong, but sometimes it's a lot of work. You know what I mean? It's like juggling multiple relationships at once. Like, it's kind of exhausting after a while, but...
Yeah, that makes sense, Mistress. You know? That's why I try to... I fail all the time. I try to do the best I can and make her happy, and I just keep trying. Do you like... Okay, so... Any sissies in relationship? I mean, who knows? You know, maybe if we met another couple. Do you like to be set on the verge of being exposed? No, I mean, not really. I don't want people to know about this. Only people who could know about it is Mistress, and maybe if there was another couple or a bull, you know, who got it. Because the bulls we've talked to in the past, they were all about keeping this
hush hush.
You know, because if people, I don't know, even with a bull, the bull has nothing to really be shy about. I mean, what's he doing that's bad? I guess, but.
Yeah, I think a lot of it just has to come to, like, working and, like, career-wise. You just don't want your personal business.
Yeah, you know, because it's
exposed to your work life or,
it's a fetish, you know. It's considered weird to the public, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though there's probably tons of people out there.
Oh, my God. There's so many fetishes that people don't
even
talk
about. This is becoming more and more popular. So, I mean, yeah. So, I don't want to be exposed. I mean, but if the couple knew about
it. There's some people who get off on that, though. Like that.
Humiliation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I want to be humiliated by Mistress. You know, she, like, says.
But you don't want to get scared that, like, your coworkers and best friends are going to find out because
it's
just scary.
No. Now, if we're on vacation, like, we went to a vacation, I wear a bra underneath my shirt. I mean, that was scary. That was, like, a big deal for me because, you know, you could see bras underneath your clothes. They show, you know, the wire or the straps and stuff. But I did it. it was a thrill. But no one in that city probably would knew me, so.
It was almost kind of like what we're talking about of maybe you getting a tattoo. Like, the tattoo artist would have to know, like,
oh,
what.
Yeah. Yeah, as we talked before, I want a tattoo, like, right above the cage area that says property of Mistress M or Mistress's property, something like that, you know. And obviously, going to a tattoo shop, you would have to...
You're getting exposed.
You're getting exposed. So it'd be a tattoo artist. I would
from a different area or someone you're never going to see again.
If you guys know tattoo people that are into this stuff and that keep things hush-hush, you know, maybe email us if you live in New York area. what's the odds of that? But.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure it's going to happen one day, and it's going to be for life, obviously. I mean, because you're not going to be able... You can remove tattoos, but, you know, that
or
costs
cover
a lot.
Up.
It costs a lot of money, but, yeah, it's just something... It's just not... Like, getting a PA piercing, it's like...
Yeah, but that's different. That could just be you want a penis piercing.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Let's see here. Do you think you could pass as femme? No. Do you allow them? No. Do you like to... No, being exposed, so no. How did it take... Okay, how long did it take you to open up to Mistress about your desires? Not long at all, because as we said, she messaged me first.
Yeah, I knew he was like a sub, but I didn't know he was a sissy sub.
I would say the first week. week or two, we were talking more about fetishes, and I kind of said the sissy stuff, and she probably ran for the hills or thought about it, and because, you know, she was not into this at all at first, so it's just, I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like if, you know, you should just take a risk and open up, because if somebody truly, like, likes you for you, they'll accept you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so obviously finding a woman who accepts this is, like, one in a million, probably. I mean, because most women don't want to be a dom. Well, they do in some ways. They just don't want to...
They don't know it yet,
you know? I mean...
They don't know all the benefits.
All the orgasms they get, and all... I mean... Mistress has more orgasms than me, and usually in most couples, that's not the way it goes. Men have orgasm every time. You know, say they have sex once a day or once every other, whatever. Orgasm every time. You know, the woman probably gets off. Who knows? I don't know. So, getting off topic. Do you like to be on the verge? How long did it take? So, not very long. She found out within the 2 weeks. Was it a while before you could establish trust? I mean, not really, because... We started off knowing, like, deepest secrets about ourselves.
Yeah, we were really open.
We were very open. At front. I mean, I remember the chastity cage stuff. I mean, I was, like, stripping down almost with the first, like, couple of weeks of meeting her.
Because it was the first week. You're, like, looking how cool this is. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, like, I was showing, you know, I don't know. So it was a different...
Yeah, we were really open.
It was a different dynamic. Like, obviously,
If we just met as regular people and we didn't know that we both had, like, the same kink, it would have been different. Yeah, it's completely different. But we already met on the basis of knowing that we both had the same kink and we wanted to, like, play together with
Yeah, so we got lucky, you know, because... A lot of people probably realize, a lot of times it's the man who tells his wife or girlfriend about this kink, and she either, like, is okay with it.
Or tries it out,
and maybe she eventually is like, wow, this is really fun. I've read stories like that. Most of the time, the women doesn't introduce it. I mean, there's probably women out there, yes, but most of the times they don't. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is, right? Next question. Was it about, the trust. So, yes, not really. I think you said yes, but I can't remember. Does mistress make you eat your cum? Yes. So usually when I earn an orgasm or whatever, we put like a little Tupperware.
Yeah, it's a little container.
A small Tupperware. It's just for that. We don't put our food in there, nothing. And obviously I clean it out, but yeah, I put it underneath the cage, little hole area, and it drips in there, and then I slurp it down, and. I don't know. It's just another humiliating thing, I guess. So,
because you're a sissy bitch. You eat your own cum because that's what you are.
Yes, mistress. And I love it. Love it, love it.
Okay, so the next few questions are for me. Do you have any friends who approve of being a dom to a sissy? Okay, so I have a friend who I told... whether she remembers or not really sure. We were kind of drunk. But I told her that I was a dom and he was a submissive. I didn't get into that he was a sissy sub, but I just tried to explain to her the best that I could, like, the dynamics of our relationship. I'm not really sure she got it because I don't think she really knows too much about it. Most people don't unless you're exposed to it already. I think it would be cool to meet somebody or... have a friend that was like knows what was going on.
Yeah, it'd be and exciting
into the same thing. That would be cool.
Yeah, because you know you could. I don't know. It's just fun having people that know it, because then you don't have to hide it from them, and they understand, and they're not gonna like judge you.
And next question: do you imagine going on a cruise or vacation where Sissy E can dress in full femme, shave legs, makeup, while you two go out?
Sounds...
about your business. To me, I feel like. I don't know how to explain. Maybe, like, it depends, like, on what type of vacation it is. Like, if we could go out and he can maybe do it for, like, one day. But I don't know if I would want my whole vacation to be like that, because I kind of would want to just relax and chill. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people would just be staring at you the whole time.
Oh, yeah. So, unless you went to some special resort where...
Or maybe if it was...
people go to.
I don't even know if that exists.
There might. There could be.
I don't know. But, like, even if it was just maybe, like... out and about for like at night or something, mm-hmm. and go to like a night
Halloween
scene.
You could probably get away with being
though,
on Halloween.
That's different, though, because people won't, you know what I mean? This is like, people know, like, you're, why you dress like that. It's not an occasion for you, you know what I mean?
I'm from America.
If I wouldn't do it the whole vacation, maybe like a night or something like that, just to, for fun, but,
And obviously, when we're behind closed doors, I'm always dressed.
Yeah.
So.
It would mostly just be, like, I don't think I would want to deal with, like, the attention or, like, I don't know, the negative feedback that I'm sure he would get from it. But for him, it would be really humiliating. And I think that would definitely be an interesting dynamic because he would probably
be more submissive.
Really feel like a freaking sissy. So if it was like maybe we go out to eat like that or a club or something, yeah, I think I would do that. That would be fun.
Like a gay bar, I could probably pull it off.
Yeah, that's not even as fun though. You gotta go somewhere where like everyone's like, what the hell? Okay. Do you always play dumb or does sissy E act as a man and control you when you see fit? I pretty much always play dumb, I feel. I mean, every once in a while, he kind of gets out of his role, and I have to put him back in his place. But other than that, Sissy has no intentions of being dominant whatsoever.
No, mistress, I do not. I don't want to do that switch. I don't want to do any of that.
Yeah, so that is pretty much all the questions that we had from him. Thank you for emailing us and giving us these awesome list of questions that I'm glad that we can share with our users. Or users. Viewers, listeners.
If you have any more questions you want us to answer,
I would love to do another like live Q&A. I think it was really fun. Also, I just wanted to bring up a point that we talked about last episode. We were talking about a show and on Netflix. This was actually like BDSM show with a dominatrix. It was called Bondage. I don't know why I couldn't think of it last episode, but it was called Bondage.
It's a good one. It is good. Yeah, and it's real BDSM.
Well, not real. It's a show.
Well, it's a show, but it's this, a female
it's specifically, mistress. It's specifically for this. And I also just wanted to give a shout out to, we have our first supporter, our only supporter, but we love him. his guest's name is Rob. So thank you, Rob, for supporting our podcast. And if you want to also support us too, to continue making like really great content for you guys, you can see there's a little link in our description that says support me. Anything is greatly appreciated. So thank you guys so much. All right, guys, we're going to be wrapping this episode up. Thank you guys so much for listening. And on next episode, we're going to be talking about punishment, the types of punishment that we use and the types of punishment we want to try, and also all different types of punishment that is in the BDSM lifestyle. So stay tuned for next episode and see you guys then.